T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow him on Twitter at Christian Fourier.
I heard you hate old people and puppies. No, just puppies. Hate puppies.
It's OMF on WEEI.
It was a good pocket for him. He just didn't get the job done. The leadoff walk. Had Jerick with 2 strikes. Didn't finish him off. You got to face three hitters by rules. So he has to face the righty. He faced Mitch. We knocked it down, and then we went to Ottavino. And it was wild today. He wasn't able to command the fastball. He put himself, in a tough spot.
Alex Cora talking about Hernandez out of the bullpen last night, and the Red Sox end up losing the first of this series against the A's. Talking about Alex Cora, it is AC Wednesday, brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM, there's summer. Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style, minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. Joining us live on the Harbor One Hotline is indeed the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora. Hey, Alex.
What's going on?
There he is. How you doing? All right?
Doing good. All
everything good?
Yes, sir.
Good. Terrific. Still in first place, so everything is good. So can we start with a little negative today? Because we haven't had a lot of negative the last... Can we start with some negative?
Let's be critical. Is that okay with you?
Because you've been doing a good job. All right, Alex, we'll give you credit for that. So we're 12 days into the month. Matt Barnes has been spectacular. But the rest of the bullpen right now, your earned run average is, I believe, 7.40. You've got an extra arm out there in the bullpen. Does it concern you at all right now because the way you're going with starters?
I'm not concerned. We just got to be better, of course, and we think we have some capable guys. Sometimes with bullpens, and I learned this in 18, it gets to the point sometimes that the usage, you don't see the impact right away that week, right? Like these guys, they can go 3 days in a row, and we can use them at will. But then they start feeling it probably a week later or 2 weeks later. And I do believe the usage have been very aggressive. One of the things that we got going for ourselves, and we're not complaining about it, if you look at our games, I do believe that we only been out of a game once the whole season, right? It's the third game against Baltimore to start off the season. And for how great that is, sometimes it works against you because it's a lot of close games, a lot of situations that you keep going to your guys to finish games and to lock games down. Sometimes we've been in situations that we have a big lead and then we give up a few runs and then you have to use guys that you really wanted to stay away from them. So it's a combination of everything, but to tell you the truth, I'm not concerned. I'm just feel like we just got to be better. We got to throw more strikes. We got to be aggressive in zone. Stuff-wise, we do believe we have a good bullpen, and if we're more aggressive in the strike zone, good things are going to happen.
So a two-parter for me, Alex. One, do you like the three-hitter minimum for relievers? Do you like it? And how much do you think it actually affects the game, specifically last night?
I don't think yesterday was a big deal. It was a good pocket for him. You have a lefty, and then you have Mitch down in the order. You have a switch hitter, too. The only quote-unquote bad matchup was Chapman, and he's not swinging the bat the way he's capable of, right? So I do believe that was a good situation for him. But there's certain times that you got to think ahead, kind of like, okay, we got, let's say, the situation like yesterday, but there was a righty leading off, but you have Ottavino in case they pinch hit for Mitch. So do you use Darwinson against a bad matchup leading off with the righty, knowing that they might pinch hit with Mitch, and you got Adam, you know, Mitch is hitting fourth, right, in the lineup in that inning. So you start with Darwinson against the righty, you get a lefty, you get a switch hitter. If they have traffic, they pinch hit for Mitch, you got Adam right away. Or you start off later, and then all of a sudden, you know, they pinch it for Mitch, and you got to leave Darwinson. So you have to play it. You got to be smart about it, think ahead, and sometimes you actually have to bring them earlier so you make sure you have good matchups at the end of the inning.
So do you like it? Do you like the fact that you just went through this whole, like, mental gymnastics about what you had to do, how you had to forecast, if this happens, that happens? I mean, because I was saying last night, I mean, you're saying, you know, post-game, like, you know, he was wild. It would have been great as soon as you identify, all right, this isn't going to work, this isn't his night, let's pull him. But yet you have to keep him in.
Well, I mean, he walks. Actually, I'm watching film, you know, or video, whatever you want to call it. You know, he gets to 3-2 with Olsen. He had Jed on a 1-2 count. So, you know, you got to put him away right there. So maybe you bring somebody from Chapman if there wasn't a rule, but then you have Moreland from the left side. So it's kind of like mix and match. So let's say that this happened 2 years ago when there was no rule. Probably we go with Darwinson and then bring a righty for Chapman, Bryce, you know, Sodom guy, get that guy out. Bring Taylor for Mitch, maybe. Yeah, I mean,
either way you have to
deal with the rules, right? You have to. Yeah. I mean, this is what it is, and I don't think the reason they have this rule is to speed up the game. I don't think it makes a difference, to be honest with you.
Alex, you talked earlier in the year. We were talking about Matt Barnes. You said the biggest difference, kind of, you know, being more aggressive, throwing strikes, trying not to be too fine early on, and in particular, Darwinson and Ottavino, right? The walk totals are up. Is that, obviously they're not trying to throw balls, but is that still a mentality they're trying to figure out, like being aggressive in, you know, early in counts to get ahead? Because it seems like both of them, obviously the control issues, maybe fastball command.
I think with Adam, obviously he's lived throughout his career expanding the strike zone, right, with the slider. So we understand that. He wants to be more aggressive. He wants to throw strikes. I think the leadoff guy has been kind of like a problem for him, but, you know, he's been really good against righties. He's getting better against lefties. With Darwinson, we've seen this before. We saw it in 19 last year for whatever time he pitched. You know, he's either a strikeout or a walk, right? And we do want him to be more aggressive with the fastball, because that fastball up in the zone, it plays. It really plays. So thing is more about him controlling his delivery. He's added his breaking ball again just to slow him down. Just happened yesterday. You know, he fell behind Chapman 2-0. It was a fastball and hit a rocket to Bogey. You know, he fell behind to Mitch 2-0. And, you know, he's still young. He still needs to work on controlling his emotions. And I think the walk to Olsen put him in a bad spot.
Hey, Alex, the other night with Martin Perez, I think a lot of attention, right, with the five innings he gets pulled. I think most of it is just because the next hitter hit a home run. But this is something you guys have done all year long, right? And it's worked, and we haven't talked about it when it works. But I'm wondering, is it also the fact you have 14 pitchers on this staff, but maybe more importantly, do you guys take into consideration last year's innings and sit there and say, these guys have thrown 50 innings last year? We really want to be careful when we can now. We want to make sure they're strong in August because we don't know what it's going to look like.
Yeah, and we've done it before, right? In 18, we kind of do the same thing. That was an interesting one because he had 70-something pitches. But the way their lineup was set up and Matt being available, we were trying to get, you know, two or three innings. And, you know, going into the ninth, to the eighth, we were down 2-1. I know Mancini hit the home run, but you got to be smart as far as like usage and all that. There's an off day coming up too. So maybe the next start, we let him go deeper into the game, knowing that he's going to get an extra day. It's one of those that you have to create a balance. The one before, he faced Jones with, what, first and second and two outs. He had him 0-2, didn't put him away, got a base hit. It's one of those. I'm still learning the pitchers. I really like what I see from him. You know, that inning he would throw 95 with a good changeup. But the way we were set up, it was good. And also the fact that we want Matt to go multiple innings is very important for us, knowing what's going on right now in the minor leagues as far as the injuries. He's a guy that we count on him. You know, maybe if something happens to start or be somebody, you know, like a bulk inning guy in a situation we have to use an opener. So it was actually good for him to throw 45 pitches, although the results weren't there.
We're talking to Alex Cora. In the seedy world of sports talk radio, that's how we live our life every day here, Alex. A lot of times we spend time talking about the face of a franchise. And I look at Xander Bogaerts right now. I look up his numbers, and I look at his position versus other guys who played that spot. And I don't think there's any better than him in the league right now. He also has a great personality. We keep on talking about why he doesn't get more attention as that guy. He's entertaining every time we've had him on. Is there something that you see in that clubhouse every night? Leadership ability, other things. Do you believe he's the face of your franchise?
He's the leader in the clubhouse. We know that. And I've been saying all along, I don't want to say face of the franchise, whatever. He's the most consistent person in this organization. The way he goes about his business in the off season, during spring training, during the season, he wants to pose every day. He doesn't like off days. He's very accountable. He's great with the media. No red flags off the field, right? He's been here since 2013, and no negative things about him. So, I mean, if you add all that stuff, who else you want to be, you know, the leader of the clubhouse, the leader of the team, and being called the face of the franchise? If you want to call it that, I don't have a problem with that. This guy, he's that good. I'm happy, actually, that when we went to New York, we played on national TV, and all the talk was about shortstops, and they actually, you know, talk a lot about him, and the conversations keep going. What he's doing offensively has been great. Defensively, he does his part, and he's amazing. And like I've been saying all along, I'm very happy that he's my shortstop.
So usually guys like that, when things are not going well with the team, he's the guy, that is the type of guy who steps forward and kind of gets everybody back on the page. Do you see that when things are not going well?
I see it, but he's not like vocal. He's not Pedroia, right? He's not loud in the clubhouse.
Nobody's like Pedroia. Yeah.
No, he shows up and he works and he grinds and he runs hard to first and he hustles a single into a double and he's diving all over the place at shortstop and he gets the big walk or the big home run. And he's very accountable. And I know it was very hard for everybody here last year. It was very hard on him. I used to see the press conference, and I felt, you know, awful for him. It was, you know, obviously it was tough for him, and the fact that we are where we are, playing the way we're playing, he's very happy. He always jokes around. He loves the MLB power rankings. Mm-hmm. He loves that. It's actually he texts me in the mornings on Mondays, and he's like, "We're number one in the nation, or
it's
two
like
or
a
three."
College team.
He hated the number 20 right off the bat. He's like, "How can we rank number 20? How that works?" I'm like, "Well, we're not that good right now." So he loves all that stuff, and you see the third baseman how he gravitates towards him. He's awesome, man, and I'm glad that people are recognizing him as one of the best players in baseball.
So, Alex, squirrel moment question for me. If you had an opportunity to place a Major League Baseball team in any city, obviously without a team already there, where would you put it?
Commonwealth included?
Sure.
San Juan.
Sure. 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 Of course. And I figure you may throw that out there. Go ahead.
I mean, they played 20 games back in the day. Montreal played down there. Yeah. Go back to Montreal, man. Montreal.
Yeah.
Really? See, I was thinking like a smaller city, like a Portland.
Nashville?
Yeah. I mean.
Portland?
Portland, yeah. For some reason, I just think about teams like Oklahoma City, teams, cities that don't have anything. They have no, not, they don't have a lot of pro sports, and they will just love you no matter what. A
lot of rainouts,
Montreal.
Yeah,
you never play in the PCL, right?
Yeah, I did 1 year. Loved it. Vegas was in my division, Alex.
Vegas. Who you play for?
Sacramento.
That's Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nashville, Portland. I think Portland. Everybody talks about that one. I think Montreal. Let's get back to
Montreal. Would Vegas be off the list just because it's so freaking hot?
I mean, they build something like the one in Arlington, yeah. That stadium. How's the NFL? It's been, I mean, I didn't follow last year, but have they, it's been good for them?
Oh, yeah.
For the Raiders?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would say
the
that
thing
Vegas
is that in the PCL, when we play there, Lou, the fan base didn't actually follow them that much, right?
No, and I worry it's an everyday thing. Like Vegas and football, like on Sundays, you make it a weekend and you go watch a game.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's going to be much attractive.
If you build up great stadium in Montreal, people will follow them.
Yeah,
I agree. That was a good place. That was a good baseball place.
Hey, Alex, I want to ask you, because I know you guys, man, your schedule's been a little crazy, a little hectic. I think starting Monday, I don't think you play more than six in a row without a day off for the next month. Is that a moment
helps.
Where you guys start thinking about maybe going 13 guys in the pen and adding another bat?
we'll talk about that one, obviously. I think with the way we are right now, it helps, right? As far as like our starters going five and taking care of them. But at the same time, it's very important to take care of the position players. And right now, we're this week is going to be a little bit tougher because of not having Christian, not having Enrique. We're pushing some guys hard to go out there, and they're not complaining, but we got to be careful with them. So that conversation will happen this weekend, and we'll make a decision.
And with that, how close is what's the latest on Danny Santana?
Danny's starting today. He didn't play yesterday. He's starting today. Most likely Enrique and Christian, they'll play maybe two games in Worcester, rehab games. So hopefully they'll be ready for the road trip or whenever they have to come, whenever they are available to come off the IL.
But Danny won't be there long, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be, rather. Who knows?
I mean, obviously he needs at bats. He got his in double A's already. We're moving him around. He's going to play nine innings a lot this week, and we'll see where he takes us.
A real quick question for me, for as far as tonight's games goes.
It was about the schedule.
Well, I was going to get there, too, because you're like our football guy. But real quickly, before we get to the schedule, you got this rookie you guys are going against tonight. First time pitching to Major League Baseball, James Caprillion, former first-round pick in 2015.
Yeah,
is that
Yankees,
challenging?
Yeah.
Is this a challenging situation? I mean, I guess you have your intel on him, but first time in a big time game, especially after facing that guy you guys had last night, Bassett.
I mean, after the last two guys, hopefully he's not close to those guys, and they were really good. They were really good. Just one thing we have to do is stay up the middle, go the other way, and avoid the strikeouts. I think we have struck out 22 times in the last 2 days. And that's not us. So put the ball in play, get the line moving, and if we do that, we should be okay.
I was going to ask you, was it just great pitching the last couple of nights? Because it's so unusual to see this team in two nights in a row with just four hits.
Yeah, Lopez was eye-opening the other day. We knew about Bassett. He's been really good the last 2 years. He's four-seamer, the sinker, slow slider. It's a good combination. But the kid in Baltimore, he struggles in the middle of the game, and he didn't struggle that day. So, good for him. Good for him. It happens. It's part of 162.
Is Bassett another Tommy John guy? Did he have the surgery?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Hey, last one for me, Erod on the mound tonight. You know, and I remember that third start, the power was there. And I'm kind of looking for, like, you know, sometimes he and Darwinson can act the same. I want that showmanship. You know what I mean? On that mound, sometimes he kind of pimps a strikeout. Is he? You feel like he's all the way back? He doesn't look like he's comfortable.
He didn't feel too comfortable in Texas, to be honest with you. A command was off from the get-go. So I agree with you. There are certain days that when you look at him in the mound, you're like, oh, this is going to be a struggle. But he still gives you five. He's still good. But hopefully tonight he's a good team over there. You know, they're a solid team, so a big challenge. Hopefully he shows up and he can give us. I'm not going to say 6-3. I want 7 tonight. 7.
Ooh. Boy, you're greedy. Okay. Greedy. Man. All right, Alex, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Alex Cora right here on OMF.